Aloha, I am Chaplain Pon Chantapon, U.S. Navy Chaplain, serving with U.S. Coast Guard Oceania District in Honolulu, Hawaii. My family and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas! And in Hawaiian language, we say...
Mele kalikimaka.
Listening to the 12 Days of Christmas, I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah, and this is a fireside chat with our seminary professors. Today, we'll be chatting about why the Church Fathers talk about two births for Christ, and our guest today is the Reverend Dr. Joel Ilowski, Professor of Historical Theology and Dean of Advanced Studies at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Ilowski, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Where would you like to begin?
Well, I mean, there's so many places, but I think it's interesting when you look at the Gospels, you see Matthew and Luke talk about Jesus' earthly birth. But of course, the Church Fathers talked about John talking about another birth. And so your listeners might wonder, well, I thought there was, how many times can he be born, right? But in this case, it's not so much about time. It's about the fact that in John's Gospel, he pretty much skips over the nativity scene and jumps straight to the first birth of Christ, where they talk about in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Father saw that as his first birth, but I mean, they wouldn't use first as their, I suppose, a time reference, because he was born from eternity, from the Father. And Augustine has this neat quote, if I can just read one, you know, I won't read them all, but he says, there are two births of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one divine, the other human. And just think about that. So, yeah, of course, that is true. We've got the birth from Mary that John talks about in John 1:14. The Word became flesh, right? But there's also this other birth. And so I find it fascinating that even in our hymns that we sing at Christmas, they talk about this birth that we have, that he has, and that we have too, by the way. This is the other interesting thing, that we actually have two births as well. Our birth from the flesh, and then our spiritual birth. It's almost like the reverse of Christ. But then the Fathers would also talk about a third birth for us. And they actually called this the dies natalis. Have you heard this term? Yeah, it's, you know, when you read about the saints' lives, they never usually have the date of their birth, if you notice this, but they always have the date of their death. And so they talked about that being the dies natalis, the day of their birth, because they're being birthed into a new life, eternal life. And so we have that ultimate birth that will be for all eternity when we are then with our Lord, who was born, well, from the Father, but also from Mary.
So what do we learn, what do we know about Jesus, Jesus's nature from these writings of the Church Fathers?
A very good question. Well, they talk about him being both fully human and fully divine, you know, and the fact that he's born, well, that's a very human thing to have happened, but he wasn't just born, he was born as a human being fully, and he received his flesh from Mary. But notice Joseph's not involved, shall we say. And then, of course, with his first birth, or the birth before creation, shall we say, outside of time, he's born of the Father. And so he's 100% God, even as he's 100% human. And of course, he did all this for us and for our salvation, as the creeds talk about, you know, that both these births are important, because as God, he can save the entire world. As a human being, he can actually die for the sins of the world too, though, because it's mortal flesh that he takes.
How do these passages, that quote from Augustine that you mentioned, how does that help us celebrate these days after the Christmas season?
Yeah, I think what it does is it helps us realize that just as our God was born, or chose to be born, he has that birth in mind for us. You know, as I said, that is a birth for all eternity. And I think it gives a wonderful hope to people to realize that there's another birth yet that is coming. And not to fear it, but actually to rejoice in it because of the fact that this was always in God's plan from the very beginning. And you might say, since we're on the days after Christmas, that it's the gift that keeps on giving, and this one will keep on giving for all eternity. You know, we don't need any. We do have a Black Friday special that happened on, you know, Good Friday, shall we say, but that is ultimately the gift that gives us eternal life with Jesus Christ, and so we rejoice in that, I think.
Do you have a favorite part of one of the church fathers to celebrate this Christmas season?
Gosh, yeah, I mean, I love the fact that Hilary of Poitiers will talk about the John passage. He says, in the beginning was the Word. And he says, just want you to stop there for a second and just pause with that word was. How can you have a was when you have a beginning? Beginning, there shouldn't be able to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And yet he said, that's exactly what John says, because he's referring to the eternal birth of the Son of God. And I'm thinking, what a great guy to be able to figure that out and share it with us, to rejoice in the gift of the Trinity that we have.
That is fantastic. I love it. The Reverend Dr. Joel Olowski, Professor of Historical Theology and Dean of Advanced Studies at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Thanks for the chat.
Pleasure.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy.
I'm Sarah.
KFUO Radio proclaims salvation in Christ Jesus. Our salvation is free, thanks be to God, but broadcasting, not so much. KFUO Radio relies on listeners like you to keep God's word on the air and streaming to the ends of the earth. Help us to continue broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide. Make your year-end gift to KFUO Radio at kfuo.org/give. Thank you for being our partners in the gospel.